Jenna Orkin from the World Trade Center Environmental Organization spoke of government misinformation following the collapse of the towers.
A report by the EPA Inspector General in August of 2003 revealed that EPA's press releases, which initially warned the public about asbestos in the air, were edited by the White House Council on Environmental Quality in order to reopen Wall Street.
The long-expected commission investigation report, which was published this past July, has prompted many to speak of a cover-up. Professor David Griffin, who challenges the Al-Qaeda theory in his book The New Pearl Harbor, explains that the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks was far from independent.
The chairman of the commission is Republican. The executive director is a Republican. Philip Zelikow is not just any old Republican. He was a member of the National Security Council of the Bush 1 administration, where he worked with Condoleezza Rice, and he was appointed to Bush's Foreign Intelligence Advisory Board. He decided which lines of inquiry were worthy to be looked into and which ones should not.
Paul Thompson wrote a book about the Pakistan connection and notes that the commission report barely mentions ISI, the Pakistani Secret Service, and does not properly address the implications of the FBI field office memos.
Now, about 1 month after 9/11, the Wall Street Journal reported that General Mahmoud Ahmed instructed Saeed Sheikh to transfer $100,000 into the bank accounts of Mohammed Atta in the United States. So we see that the head of the ISI is directly giving an order to fund the 9/11 plot.
There is troubling evidence that the official explanation of the September 11 attack is not accurate. Forensic studies, says Jeff King, points to a controlled demolition of the World Trade Towers, not a catastrophic collapse.
Trade Center towers and most modern buildings are heavily redundant, and unless there's significant further damage, it doesn't progress to a total collapse. World Trade 1 began collapsing from the very top after an hour and 40 minutes, and for a building to collapse from the very top, which is the least heavily loaded, is also very odd, to say the least. There were reports of underground explosions in both of the towers at the time of the impact from a building engineer by the name of Philip Morelli.
David von Kleist, director of the recently released video documentary In Plain Sight, says the Pentagon was not hit by a commercial airliner, but by a missile, and has this warning for those who believe in the honesty of government.
On September 23rd, Condoleezza Rice had a news conference, and she stated, "We have definitive proof that links Osama bin Laden and the Taliban to the events of September 11th, and we will release that information in due time." To this day, we're still waiting. And when you have no evidence and you charge somebody of conspiracy, that is a conspiracy theory, isn't it? The only difference is if you're George Bush and company, you get to launch not one, but two wars half a world away, kill tens of thousands of innocent men, women, and children, and contaminate the entire region for 4.5 billion years with depleted uranium.
Whatever happened on September 11, 2001, there is widespread suspicion in the American public that the political repression and the so-called war on terrorism had been planned long before. Whether the attacks were another Gulf of Tonkin fabrication or only an opportunity for a neoconservative takeover may remain unknown for some time, but the use of the terrorist threat to justify the disastrous war against Iraq has cast serious doubts over the leadership role of the United States as a world power. For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.